Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Iran's military claims it's targeted Israeli air bases that have been used to carry out strikes against Iran, and the U.S. is ramping up more resources to the Middle East. President Trump calling for Iran's unconditional surrender of its nuclear program and says we now have control over Iranian airspace. That's raising concerns within Congress, with Republican Thomas Massie introducing a measure to limit U.S. involvement.
Bill invokes the 1973 War Powers Act, which calls for the removal of U.S. forces from a conflict if both houses pass a concurrent resolution. But that law, which was enacted over a president's veto, has been the subject of interbranch debate over its constitutionality since it went on the books 5 decades ago.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. An appellate panel hearing arguments today in President Trump's deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles. The Trump administration trying to overturn a lower court's ruling to return power to the state troops to California's governor. No decision was made today. This is ABC News. Senate leaders are pushing ahead with the sweeping budget bill, with some tweaks that include more cuts to programs like Medicaid. It is facing an uphill battle, and it could potentially ping-pong back and forth from the Senate to the House again. In reality, GOP leader John Thune on the Senate side is dealing with a very slim majority. It's going to be a tough and tricky path ahead for him to get it passed through the Senate. In Minnesota, a candlelight vigil is planned for Democratic state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Both were gunned down inside their home Saturday. Police say suspected shooter Vance Bolter also injured state senator John Hoffman and his wife. And authorities say they encountered the suspect outside the home of another lawmaker that night when they were conducting wellness checks. Police say Bolter had a list of 45 other targets of mostly Democratic lawmakers across Midwest states he's facing both state and local charges. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Buying a new car might make you say things like,
I can't believe it.
Seriously, it's ours?
Is this real life?
Move it!
Yeah, it's real life, all right.
But what you really need to say is something that can protect your new ride.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yep, we're here to help you choose the coverage you need. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Partly sunny today, slightly sticky and still warm, with high temperatures scraping 80. Small chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, turns more likely tonight. And we could get soaked tomorrow with heavy rain on and off at times. Cooler temperatures in the upper 70s. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A unanimous decision released Tuesday by the Wisconsin Supreme Court returns some authority over resolving lawsuits to the state's attorney general without involvement of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. It negates some portions of a lame duck law passed by Republicans in 2018. Ground broken Monday on a unique structure in downtown Milwaukee, the 31-story Edison Building will be built using as much sustainable material as possible and be the tallest mass timber building in the U.S. when completed. A Wisconsin dairy farmer suing the Trump administration, claiming discrimination against white farmers. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, representing Adam Faust, who uses USDA programs to operate his dairy farm, will claims the programs unfairly advantage minority farmers. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compere Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compere.com/homesweethome.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health and Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. The Buffalo County Highway Department is reporting that a road construction project on Birch Valley Road will require that road to be closed from the intersection of Highway 95 to the Rod and Gun Club for the next month. The road may be opened up intermittently during the project. The road is also used for the ATV trail. And the road may be open at times on weekends for ATV, UTV traffic. Lake City Police are reminding parents to be extra careful when their children have realistic-looking toy guns in public after an incident this weekend. On Saturday, officers quickly responded to a report of a child with a gun at a playground on West Chestnut Street. Officers quickly arrived and found a 9-year-old boy with a toy airsoft gun, not a real firearm. The department is reminding parents that realistic toy guns can cause unnecessary alarm and carry risks when mistaken for real firearms. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Western Wisconsin yesterday to talk home ownership and affordable housing. In comments made after Evers toured a new affordable housing project in La Crosse, Governor said that the key to affordable housing is bringing partnerships together, including the state, organizations, and nonprofits. Evers says that housing is something that everyone has to have, and it's critical to having a good life here in Wisconsin. Vance Bolter is being charged with multiple Minnesota state and federal counts in connection with the murder of Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. Bolter appeared in federal court Monday, charged with multiple crimes, including stalking, murder with a firearm, and firearm offenses. He also faces multiple counts of second-degree intentional murder and attempted murder in state court, where a Minnesota judge ordered Bolter's bail set at $5 million. State lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in the attacks, while Bolter is also charged with shooting Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Over 45 state and federal officials were listed in Bolter's notebook as potential targets. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held yesterday to celebrate the improvements at the Holden Park Campground. The improvements include new picnic tables, fire rinks, showers, new campsites, and trails. Jess McMahon, Director of Land Conservation and Planning with Pepin County, says ARPA funds, DNR matching grants, and other grants helped get the project done.
Our ARPA funds that came from the admin committee and the full county board were kind of a biggest driving force. Because of that, we were able to get a DNR matched grant. We also have the Norma and Stanley DeBoer Quiet Trails Fund, which helped us do the network of trails that we now have. And the Pepin County Together grant also paid for the new well here and another park project as well.
The county has also implemented an online reservation form to reserve campsites. You can visit the Pepin County website for more information. The Wabasha County Board is meeting today. Items on the agenda include approval of a donation to purchase a drone for the Sheriff's Department, approval of the Southeast Minnesota Homeland Security and Emergency Management Joint Powers Agreement, and reports from committee chairs and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 4 o'clock at the boardroom at the old courthouse annex in Wabasha. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair has hired a new executive director. The Fair Association's Board of Directors Monday announced the hiring of Brian Mackey. Mackey will take the place of outgoing director Rusty Volk, who's stepping down at the end of this year. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair takes place July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Enhanced security is in place at the Wisconsin Capitol this week following the politically motivated killings in Minnesota this past weekend. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss asked that additional safety measures be established as lawmakers prepare to meet today. Investigators say the names of roughly a dozen Democratic officials from Wisconsin were included in the documents left behind in a vehicle used by the alleged shooter. Vance Bolter is in custody and accused of killing Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. He's also accused of shooting and seriously injuring Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Mondovi.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see. JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Assistant Deer and Elk Specialist Brooke Vandenhadel says the program helps remove barriers. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least three hunters. Landowners have through July 3rd to submit an application. The hunt runs October 4th through the 12th. More information is available at the DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more.
24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with auto pay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
Iowa Speedway sells out again. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
NASCAR announced today that for the second year in a row, the NASCAR Cup Series event at Iowa Speedway has sold out. Last season, Ryan Blaney punched his ticket to the 2024 Series playoffs during the first Cup race at the Newton, Iowa facility. The Team Penske pilot will have the opportunity to recreate that excitement on August 3rd.
Ryan Blaney sails it off into turn number three for the final time.
Under the lights in Iowa, coming off turn number four, checkered flag in the air. Ryan Blaney is winless no more in 2024. Ryan Blaney wins the inaugural Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol at Iowa Speedway.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Second place heads to the second city. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's on to first place Chicago for the Brewers, who continue to play good baseball despite the obstacles in front of them. Namely, as has been talked about openly by manager Pat Murphy, a slashed payroll and injuries that would cripple a lot of clubs. Game time from Wrigley tonight is set for just after 7. Chad Patrick will pitch against Ben Brown. The Brewers trail the Cubs by 5.5 games in the Central. Hockey tonight, game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. Florida looking to repeat. They play host to the Oilers starting at 7. The Panthers, by the way, led by general manager Bill Zito, a former Brewers bat boy. And a number of Wisconsin natives will be at the MLB Scouting Combine next week in Phoenix. Milton infielder Gavin Kylene, who plays at the University of Tennessee, along with Tennessee teammate and South Milwaukee pitcher Nate Snead. Also Whitefish Bay second baseman Mitch Voigt. Pitcher Rory Fox from Notre Dame, from Catholic Memorial in Waukesha, and Heartland Arrowheads Peter Cusso. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stop at O'Galley Cheese to grab a take-and-bake pizza made right on site with their own cheddar, Romano, and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses. Make sure to get a scoop or two of chocolate chop ice cream to enjoy. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week for your pizza and ice cream enjoyment.
State champions are crowned in softball, boys and girls lacrosse, and boys team tennis. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
It was a busy weekend of spring sports state championships. 5 softball champs were crowned on Saturday. In Division I, Kaukauna finished the season undefeated behind a 1-0 victory over defending champion Kenosha Bradford, as Carly Meredith tossed a 5-hit shutout and scored the game's only run. The Division II title went to Denmark as the Vikings knocked off top-seeded Jefferson 4-1. Poinette claimed WIAA state title number 7, knocking off top seed and defending champ Fall Creek for the Division III crown. The D4 title was a pitcher's duel, not decided until the 9th inning, as Mishicot got a 20-strikeout shutout from Kyron Sanford and a 1-0 victory over Pacelli. In Division 5, Belmont defeated Almond Bancroft 8-3 for the title. There were a pair of extremely close battles in the second-ever lacrosse state championships. In girls lacrosse, Hudson finished unbeaten this year with a 10-9 win over the Kettle Moraine Co-op. Wanakee claimed the boys' lacrosse title, defeating the Kettle Moraine Co-op 9-8. The boys' tennis team championships were this weekend as well. Brookfield Central claimed the Division I team crown for its 5th title. University School claimed the D2 team crown. Reminder that the state baseball tournament takes place this week, Monday through Thursday at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. Exotic species remain a growing problem across the Badger State landscape, but many residents are fighting back. The Wisconsin Invasive Species Council recently announced its Invasive Species Action Award winners. I'll tell you about some of these folks when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources congratulates the winners of the 2025 Invasive Species Action Awards, which were recently presented by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council. The winners represent all regions of Wisconsin, and each of the winners is united in putting in long hours in the ongoing battle against the spread of exotic species. Recipients included Abby Voigt, who is the coordinator of the Timberland Invasives Partnership in northeastern Wisconsin. She conducts control measures on more than 100 acres per year. There's also Ben Johnston. In his role with the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in Vernon County, Ben has led invasive species control and monitoring on more than 8,600 acres. There's also Kathy Higley, a lake conservation specialist with Vilas County. Higley has assisted more than 100 lake associations in her county with aquatic invasive species. You can see the complete list at dnr.wisconsin.gov and click News. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today, slightly sticky and still warm, with high temperatures scraping 80. Small chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, turns more likely tonight. And we could get soaked tomorrow with heavy rain on and off at times. Cooler temperatures in the upper 70s. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Yesterday's crop progress report might have given a little bit change to what some folks might not have seen. We did see some decreases in some of the numbers, increases in other areas. So how did that weigh on the market today? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and I'm Susan Littlefield. Mike Zuzulo joins us today. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And let's kind of start out with this wheat complex. It has not been as big of a struggle, I think, as some thought it was going to be at the open of the day trade today. What is your takeaway of what we've seen in this wheat?
You know, wheat just can't make up its mind right now, Susan, on whether it wants to go lower on seasonals or wants to have and stage a counter-seasonal rally. And we've been dealing with this for now 3 weeks in a row. New monthly highs a week or so, almost 2 weeks ago, we made new monthly lows. Last week, and now we come into this week with the thought that the Israeli-Iranian conflict would not do anything too much to the energy prices. And the reason I'm going there is because it seems like the crude oil has been hemmed in by the whole commodity area and the whole commodity class by the funds not wanting to buy commodities. And yet what we saw on Tuesday's trade was a situation where by the time we got to the end of the trading day, the news was breaking that the U.S. may join Israel in trying to dismantle Iran militarily. And that gave us fresh highs in the crude oil. We were able to go back up above $74 a barrel and stage about a 3.5-4% rally. I think that was the key that unlocked the door to the wheat conditions, the wheat harvest progress numbers for Monday afternoon, and got us away from the negativity of the European and Black Sea markets that we had traded last week. And those crop conditions, especially dropping back down to 52%, not much better than a year ago at 49%, but in also very much especially the 10% winter wheat harvest compared to 25% a year ago in the country. And Kansas is really close to the national average. I think they were at 11% versus 25% a year ago. And now we see this major potential storm coming on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. So that's probably the big thing to be watching here is the double-digit gain, the new high on the week that we put in on the soft red wheat, and the ability to get very close to last week's high at 557 and three quarters. Will we be able to go above that 557 and three quarters on Wednesday because the storms were as bad as advertised and forecasted, or do we keep the market capped at that 560 area because the storms came through and weren't as bad? So that's probably the key for Wednesday's trade.
And, you know, it's so easy to get hyper-focused on your backyard. I know northeast Nebraska, I saw many pictures of cornfields and bean fields completely hailed out. But for most, this weather and the rain was welcome. Do we see a weather premium building back up as a talk of hot weather moving in and still the uncertainty about what the July-August weather is going to be like?
That's a great question. Right now, I don't see any mindset in the market to want to put any weather premium in the row crops and the corn and beans, and so that's why I'm focused so much on the wheat. In fact, I'm hearing that the heat it's supposed to be coming after this big wave, this big cold front. Heat builds in the weekend, but it doesn't last much past the weekend. I think that's what we want to watch out for, as you say, as we get towards the end of the month. We get close to the acreage report, the grain stocks report. The trade is, I think, going to definitely be looking at the weather. And I think it makes sense that they would, because it has not been an ideal year, even though the crop progress numbers, planting progress, and ratings for corn especially are not much. They're exactly the same as they were last year at this time at 72% good to excellent. But I've got a lot of clients from Nebraska, Kansas, all the way through Missouri and into Illinois that have problems with corn, have problems with beans, have problems with too much rain, and even their soft red wheat now that's getting ready to be harvested. It's not about the hard red wheat only. I think we've got some issues with pest weights and quality issues may be coming here in the wheat complex as well, not to mention what you brought up, and that is the potential for the hail and the flooding. So I think the other thing that is really still on my mind is Brazil's only about 6% harvested. They were about 14, 15% a year ago at this time. So if they stay delayed, that just means we garner more of the corn export market share for a longer period of time.
Do you see the excitement, Mike, continuing to build in the latter months, soybeans, as we see the opportunities coming our way?
I do, from the new biofuel policy that EPA put out, Susan. I think, you know, what I've told clients as an analyst that was very nervous about the world ending stocks of soybeans being at a record, and that record being built upon on the WASDE report last week, this biofuel change is by my calculations, about a 10% increase in the need for additional soybean oil for the biofuel policy that EPA put out. That essentially waxes your carryout of 300 million bushels and gives you about a 50, 60 million bushel carryout if that 10% comes all in 1 year. Now, if it's only 1% to 2% per year because of the RINs and how the imports are structured and that stuff that I'm wading through right now, then maybe we still do have more premium in those soybeans than we should at this stage of the game. But at 66% good to excellent versus 70% a year ago, I don't think we're near that 52 bushel yield yet nationally. So I'm going to give the beans a break. If I'm short or sold for clients, I'm going to stay in bought puts. I'm not going to try and risk any net sales in the cash market yet.
And let's look at it from what's going on in these livestock, especially the feeders. For so long, the word screw worm caused almost a panic upset within the market. And it just has kind of fallen by the wayside. And now they're looking for different things to grab onto for the negative trade we're seeing today.
Yeah, and there is some news out there. One of the Latin American news services that I subscribe to did give up some news that USDA specialists are in Mexico, are going to be in Mexico this week in terms of seeing the progression and the ability of the Mexicans on the equivalent of the Mexican USDA to get what they need to get done as far as cleaning up the screw worm and taking the number of cases down, the number of new cases. Zero is the goal, obviously. But this was a key step for the USDA to go down and inspect Mexico. It was a key step, one of the first steps in being able to lift that export suspension. and open that border up. And I just feel like the funds have been so long in the fat cattle and the feeder cattle, especially while the fat cattle prices in the cash market support the futures. The feeders, I think, you know, probably at a seasonal cycle time period, probably needed something like the screw worm. So watching the charts here very carefully and very closely, because we've taken August feeders down 700 points as we closed out Tuesday's trade. That's a big, big move to the downside, and could really open up the downside if we take out, since we've taken out 305, if we would take out that 302, 301 area, that could open us up pretty much to another $5 to $10 break, technically speaking.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. We really appreciate your thoughts on this Tuesday trade as we wrap it all up. Quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the market wrap-up with Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics right here on the American Ag Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th, for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial, an equal credit opportunity lender.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. On Friday, the biofuels industry received a major and unexpected shot in the arm. The Environmental Protection Agency released its long-delayed proposal for 2026 and 2027 renewable volume obligations. The big headline, a massive jump in the volumes of advanced biofuels that must be blended into the U.S. fuel supply. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
As the EPA finally released its proposal for biofuels requirements in 2026 and 2027 on Friday, traders and policy wonks have been digging into the details, and ag industry associations have been celebrating. The proposed rule would increase total renewable fuel volumes to 24.02 billion gallons in 2026, with biomass-based diesel volumes jumping from 3.35 billion gallons this year to 5.61 billion gallons in 2026. That's nearly a 70% increase. And in 2027, the proposed biomass diesel requirement rises again to 5.86 billion gallons. Soybean futures jumped on the news. July beans ended Friday up 27.5 cents, and soybean oil hit its daily trading limit. And that market response reflects the optimism. Higher RVOs translate to greater demand for soybean oil, which is traditionally the primary feedstock for biodiesel here in the United States. Kurt Kovarik of the Clean Fuels Alliance America said the proposal is a, quote, welcome and timely signal to biodiesel and sustainable aviation fuel producers and the farmers who supply the feedstocks. Kovarik explains, our industry supplied more than 5 billion gallons of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and SAF to the U.S. market in 2024, and we're poised to deliver more in 2026. The American Soybean Association also praised the move. President Caleb Ragland called it a much-needed win for soybean farmers and rural communities. He added that the new rule will strengthen a key domestic market for U.S. soybean farmers at a time when cheap imported feedstocks have threatened U.S. competitiveness. And one of the most significant parts of the proposal is a new policy to cut the value of RINs, renewable identification numbers, or the credits used to comply with the RFS, for fuels made from imported feedstocks like tallow or used cooking oil. Industry leaders say this change gives American-grown feedstocks a much-needed edge in the blending process. I'll have more when we come back.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food. But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Mix and match a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece McNuggets. Get any two for just $7. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Durand Improvement Group presents Music in the Park this Wednesday, starting at 6 at Memorial Park in Durand. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy an evening of music with Chris Cruzy. Performance begins at 6 o'clock. There'll be food and refreshments, too, and admission is free. It's Music in the Park with Chris Cruzy this Wednesday, starting at 6 at Memorial Park in Durand, presented by the Durand Improvement Group.
Now, the public comment period on the EPA's renewable volume obligation proposal will continue through the summer. If the numbers are finalized, the changes would take effect starting January 1st, 2026, giving a much-needed boost to America's biofuels and agricultural sectors. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion and Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, mild, and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, isolated storms, and a high near 80. More sunshine for Thursday, warm and muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Got that little tattoo playing piggy boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Do is put a drink in my hand.
Doesn't feel the same. Well, talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long. We may never figure out just where love went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that. Because these young people walk away from love alone to face the floor. Young or old, I say that love is still the same. And you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that. That frown you're wearing's just your hair.
once shared back in the lost and found. These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have this ticket for that lonely plane that's flying out. I don't wanna be standing here, and I don't wanna be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. Night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so glow, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name. Make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing. Yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Lips are just cherry on top. Never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so bright and body so cold, and I don't.
Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
How does she keep getting through? I won't have my hair, boy.